98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast social network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Friday morning, we hopefully find some animals in Michigan's Great Southwest an adoptable home as part of Furry Friends Friday. And this morning, we're talking to Monica Oakland, a volunteer with Bering County Animal Control, to talk about Carl. And tell us a bit about Carl, Monica.
Hi, good morning. Carl's a fabulous dog. He's a larger size American Terrier mix, a neutered male, and he's a young adult. He's up to date on his vaccinations. And Carl has been with us for quite some time now, and we're hoping we can find his right match today. He's a very sweet dog, despite everything he's been through. It's a lot of stress living at a shelter. He's doing very well there with us. We spend a lot of time getting to know Carl, and he loves his walks. He loves to go exploring. So ideally, somebody that really likes hiking and likes a lot of exercise would be good for this boy because he is quite high energy. He does like to be the center of attention, but he does get along with other dogs. We take him on walks with other dogs to see how he does, and he gets along very well. He's very confident, and because of that, you know, he meets people well, he gets along with other dogs very well, and we even use him to help other dogs boost their confidence. We currently have a young female named Olivia that is very scared and nervous, and she doesn't like to go on walks unless Carl goes along and escorts her. So he's a lot of help that way. He's very smart. You can see it in his eyes when you talk to him that he's looking at you and wants to please. And he's very treat motivated, so that helps move that along real well. I mean, I think he would be, you know, whatever his family wants him to be with just some time and training and patience and lots of love.
Yeah, and you can definitely see, you're right, you can see it in his eyes. There's a lot of love there. We've got plenty of pictures on our Facebook and Instagram, also on the website as well for folks to check out. But it's probably best to meet Carl in person and arrange a little visit at Bering County Animal Control and at the shelter on Euclid, right, Monica?
Yes, it's 1400 South Euclid.
And what are the hours if folks want to stop by and possibly meet Carl or really any other animal that's at the shelter?
Well, normally we're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and then Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Unfortunately, this weekend, we're closed to the public Saturday and Monday.
Okay. So folks could at the very least, make a little bit of effort to try to get in today or sometime here over the next several days, but certainly next week as well. Because as we've seen, Carl hasn't gone anywhere the last, little while. So,
yeah.
But we want to,
yes.
We want to change that. That's part of the reason why we're talking about him today. And hopefully won't have to talk about Carl again here in the future. That's part of the reason why we do this segment. And if folks have any questions, they can certainly give the shelter a call, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And please talk about, ask about Carl. We would love to show him off this afternoon and send him home with somebody so he doesn't have to spend a long weekend there at the shelter.
And the number is 269-927-5648. And in case anyone misses this, again, we've got it posted at our website, Facebook, and Instagram as well. Again, Monica, we appreciate your time this morning telling us all about Carl. Really hope that we get the chance to get him a home here in Michigan's Great Southwest. It's all part of.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. It is all part of Furry Friends Friday, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.